Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpin. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled The Hunt is On, featuring Amar, Drew, and Ryan Ewan, who's on the show for the first time as we introduce DNWE, which was recently acquired by Ryan and his company, as the new lead sponsor for Domain Sherpa. We play the domain game featuring IBL.com, Hogwash.com, Frequencies.io, and DNWE.com using the acquisition of the platform and the domain name as one of the entrants in today's game. Super cool spin on the domain game, and you don't want to miss it. So we talk about the acquisition and the details and motivations behind the purchase and some of the plans that Ryan and his team have for the platform. It's exciting stuff. And then we've got the NameJet and the Jet segment sponsored by NameJet, and we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including sportstickets.com, biofix.com, and soundman.com. Then, as a special event, we introduce this really cool scavenger hunt being run by DNWE as part of their kicking off of the sponsorship of the show. It involves some domain industry related challenges and some really cool domain industry related prizes. So you have to check that out. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. And please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button and all that good stuff everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. And now, big shout out to DNWE, short for the Domain Name Wholesale Exchange. It's a trading platform designed specifically for domain investors, streamlining the process of buying and selling domain names to make it quicker and easier. With a community of over 3,500 investors, DNWE enhances market liquidity, facilitating more efficient transactions with standard domain listings, reverse auctions, standard auctions, and soon-to-be-added portfolio auctions, including traffic portfolios. DNWE is part of EW3N, a family-run digital asset investment company based in London, England. It also operates domainage.com, a global sales platform, and brandable.uk, a marketplace for UK and co.uk domain names. So with that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. So let's go. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is an exciting Domain Sherpa review with a couple of cool twists and spins on it, which we'll get into, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts. And like I said, today is a special episode. It is a turning of the page, a changing of the chapter. If you will, there are four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's where I'll intro the Sherpas. We'll see what's going on with them. Talk about some related things, some unrelated things, maybe throw out some AKAs. Then we've got the domain game where we hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses. We keep scoring, give out some swag to the winner. Some special stuff going on with the domain game today. Then we got NameJet and a Jet, sponsored by NameJet. We review a list of domains coming up for auction to see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. And last but not least, we get the grand closing where we discuss anything we have not already covered already, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, and allowing our guests to mention and promote anything that they want to talk about that we have not already covered. So with that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my right, I got my boy Andrew Rosner, aka Morpheus, aka the Dirk Diggler of digital assets, aka Bob Lee Swagger, aka the Sniper, aka Drew got what I need, aka never gonna give Drew up, get Rick rolled in this piece, Graybeard the domain pirate, Cancel Adams. What's up, dude? How are you?
I was going to make a pretty lewd comment, but I'm good. I'm super good. I couldn't be better.
I was going to say something terrible, but you know what? I'm not going to do that now. I'm not going to do
it. You said that I got something you need, and I do, instead of balls.
Oh, snap. Okay. Hey, man, are we going to get political in here? We're going to talk about it, but I'd like to talk about domains. I want to keep it to domains. But this is why at some point, you know, when we record the B-roll, we'll maybe release some of it. Once we truly are outside the realm of cancellation, although I think for you, you're probably already there. But
I'm outside the realm of cancellation.
That's it, outside the cancellation sphere. All right, look, let's keep it moving. To my lower right, I got my boy Mark Cuba, a.k.a. King Cuba, a.k.a. Danny Ocean, a.k.a. the even greater Gatsby, Don't Chase an Unworthy Dream, a.k.a. Marzan, a.k.a. Cuba Kinte. What's up? How you like Cuba that? Kinte. How you like that?
Cuba Kinte.
I like that one.
It's a little savage. What's good, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you. Happy to see you guys. Got some good sleep last night, as I said. Feeling good. Let's go.
Good sleep. Good
sleep. Let's go.
You know what that's code for. Good job. Nice work, dog.
I'm neither confirm nor deny.
I don't even know. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. All right. Now, we got a super special guest. Super big announcement. Very, very excited. So here on Domain Sherpa, we have, obviously, all roads lead to domains. We've got a brand new sponsor in the building, and I'm going to go ahead and introduce the guest, and then I'm going to talk about the details real quick. We've got some cool, exciting things happening around what we're doing with that. So we've got the one and only Ryan Ewan, a.k.a. Patrick Ewan, a.k.a. The Naked Gun, a.k.a. Nate Shelley, a.k.a. DNWEZE, a.k.a. Domain Assistant to the Regional Manager, a.k.a. RussellBrandable.uk. What's up, dude? For those of you who don't know, Ryan is a domainer, an entrepreneur, a builder. He's got a business that has a number of domain properties, including the recently acquired DNWE, and they are now the new lead sponsor here for Domain Sherpa. So we're kicking that off. We're very, very excited to be bringing them on board. We've got a lot of really cool collaborative things that we're going to be doing. Most importantly, you know, they believe in the domain space and are going to be doing some really, really cool things to help kind of, like we say, rising tide lifts all boats. One of the things we're going to be doing on today's show is introducing the scavenger hunt that they're going to be kicking off. I'm not going to give out too many details just yet. We'll talk about it as we get closer to the end of the show, and with some really big domain prizes and stuff, and all in and around the domain space, which we think is awesome because this is what we live and breathe and sleep this stuff. And so first things first, Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hey, JT. Yeah, thanks for the intro. That's pretty cool. I think I'm going to put that on my dating profile.
There you go, man. If it helps you get some good sleep, you know what I'm saying? Like, that'll be that's what it's there for. You feel me? But yeah, man, you know, so hey, look, not much is off limits here, but you know, it's the first time that you're on the show. You and I have met in person. We've obviously kind of known each other for a minute. Exciting with the things that you guys are doing. You've got the Domain Manage platform. You know, people are going to hear a lot more about the different things that you guys are into and about the different sort of companies and businesses and platforms that you own and run, you know, throughout not just this show, but as we, you know, we'll continue to promote what you guys are doing, while you're a sponsor of the show. But you've got Domain Manage, which is the domain marketplace. You just recently acquired DNWE. Big shout out, by the way, to Josh and Josh. You know, those guys did a fantastic job building and running that until they, you know, put it in your capable hands. So, you know, more to follow on that. But the wholesale platform, which is a great exchange for buying, selling domain names. And then you also have the Brandable.UK platform as well, which I think is also super cool. Very, very slick website and awesome platform there for .UK domains. And, you know, I know some other stuff too. And I know you got your own domains and you do some other things as well. So, yeah, man, again, I just, you know, welcome to the show. It's great to have you in the mix now.
Yeah, look, it's great to be here. I think, obviously, it's great to see Sherpa as well. The key thing is like innovation and community. I think that's the big thing we're trying to push across everything we do. So yeah, it's exciting. Can we talk about the Olympics now?
Hey, you know,
I also want to just give you a special shout out and warm welcome to Domain Sherpa. I think you're a great addition. I think you're doing, you know, great things in the industry, and I love seeing the come up. So good on you, and I appreciate the support.
Yeah, thanks, Drew.
That's what's up. So let's talk about the domain game, because we got a really cool spin and a cool thing happening on the domain game, which we'll get to as we roll through the competition here. So, Drew, I'm going to start with you because you are over to my right. Do you have a domain, a buy or sell, that you want to put up for everybody to guess? And hopefully it's one I'm not aware of so that that way I can participate. But
yeah, that probably won't happen. But
that's all right.
Let's see. Hold on. I have one. I just forgot what the domain was. One sec. Uh, All right, let's go with IBL.com.
All right, IBL.com.
It's a sale?
Yeah, sale.
Yep, it's a sale.
I don't know shit about these three letters.
All right, this is actually going to, this is a two-man race right off the bat. Amar versus Ryan. So let's just start.
Wait, do you know about PRCT.com?
Yeah, I think I saw that one too. So yeah, we're good. It's all right. They can let these guys. We already, so I like that one too, by the way, though, the PRCT.
Yeah, because that was that's the shaka.
All right, guys. IBL.com. IBL.com. All right. Oh, so remember, you put it on your phone, put the number up, or write it down, or however you want to.
Yeah, you know, calculator app.
Amar, if you're ready.
IBL.
Yep.
IBL.com. This was a sale.
That was a tricky one. Okay.
All right. Here we go. Let's go. Show them. Ooh, okay. We got Amar at 120,000 and Ryan at 225,000.
Strong first showing. Ryan gets the point.
Bang.
The sale was 280.
Oh, wow.
280.
That's a good sale. I would have thought.
And know. Then even better, immediately followed up with a low five-figure sale of IBL.net.
Okay, nice. Oh, we need to take this moment then. And gold. I'm on the leaderboard. Look at that.
Oh, boy.
Look at that. Going Vegas.
Very nice.
All right. I like it. I like it.
We're going to get the next one wrong.
For a minute there, you were going to be the last episode you were going to be on for your show. But it's okay. The gold is hot. I like it. The gold's hot.
It's like the Tour de France, isn't it?
I like it. That's exactly right. I like it. That'd be, if we lived closer to one another, we were all in the same studio, you could have.
Yeah, I borrow that.
It's actually kind of like the gold hip hop jackets from me.
I'm kind of jealous. I kind of need that in my life.
Went to Vegas last year with friends, and I was basically going to try and take apart Vegas. And I was like, I'm going to get a gold suit if I totally bankrupt Vegas. And basically I didn't. So got the gold jacket anyway, and I put it on a good domain sale.
Did you ever read, this was probably 15 years ago, somebody in India, somebody made a lot of money, you know, was a billionaire in India, and he had an entire outfit made of gold thread, solid gold, 24 karat gold thread. And so he had a shirt that was woven gold, and he had pants and the shit weighed crazy, like the whole outfit weighed, I mean, he had to be like, he had to, you know, do his squats before he could put that thing on. It was like, it was weight. Yeah. It was weight. And it cost like, I can't remember, I think it was like $30 million of gold he was just wearing. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. That's hot.
All right. Well, congratulations on the first point. Sliding right in and throws the gold on just to make a statement. I like it. So, all right, Amar, you're up, bud. You got a buy or a sell? What's up?
I got a sell. Not as exciting as Drew's, but hogwash.com.
Okay, hogwash.com.
Hogwash.com. But it was enough to get him some good sleep last night.
Hogwash. That's hogwash. I like it. That's good.
Hogwash.com. Hogwash. Hogwash. Does that point to Kamala Harris?
That's messed up on several levels. So
let's see where.
All right, we got a sell.
Hogwash. All right, hold up. Let me get serious here for a second. Okay.
All right, Ryan, are you ready? All right. Flip it.
Oh.
Ooh, okay. All right. Drew's at 16,895. I'm at 20,000. And Ryan is at 47,500.
All right. JT, you got it. 22.
Oh.
Yeah, let's go. That's it. Take that gold shit off. Take it off. I'm like, where's my gold at?
Oh,
Boom. I want to put on like a Jon Snow Game of Thrones, like wolf, dire wolf, like thing, you know?
I want to point out the intelligence level of people in Florida. It's hot outside, so they air condition their shit so cold that they have to put a sweatshirt on.
Well, I got to be able to wear our branded stuff, man. You know what I'm saying?
It's like 108 degrees with 98% humidity.
Hey, man.
You're wearing a sweatshirt.
We different.
Like, couldn't you just make the air conditioning a little less cold?
Well, then I can't wear my Domain Sherpa gear, man, or I'd be sweating.
But you do realize that, like, okay, so cold's here and hot is here, right? And so if you bring the cold closer to the hot, there's a point in the middle somewhere where you only wear a t-shirt.
I know, but I don't have a Domain Sherpa t-shirt is what I'm saying, man. If I had a Domain Sherpa t-shirt.
Oh, you're just taking one for the team. I got you. Okay.
100%, right. Man. I'm just bumping up my AC, making it work out here so that I can represent.
Okay.
What was the final sale price of Hogwash?
22.
Oh, right. We're talking about a domain. 22. Awesome. So was it a bin? Where'd you sell it?
It was on Dan, but it came in through an Afternic broker, I believe. I had it priced at 25, and they started at like 5, I think. And I just held firm until the very end. And then I said, okay, 22, let's go.
Sweet. How long did you have it and how'd you get it? And what'd you
I got it in an auction like forever ago. I think on probably on NameJet. I paid $2,700 and it was at least 10 years.
Wow. Okay. Well, hey, man,
I love hogwash.com.
I know. I think that's the thing. It was,
it's a good sale. You
right.
You know.
No, no, exactly.
But it's one of those things you're like, you know, I almost regret that I let that one go, you know?
No, no, that's exactly right. I've always loved the name, but at the same time, you know, like what's its, you know, maximum value? I don't know.
Listen, the Merriam-Webster dictionary definition of hogwash.com is swill or slop. Just the fact that it means swill or slop. Just I just want because right. I want to point it to people. Just let you, it's swill bag,
right?
It
that is. I'm not joking. You know what I mean? Like memes have real value. They have tremendous amounts of value, and I really think that is one of the completely overlooked and extremely undervalued utilities of a domain name. Is literally just to be able to create a meme out of it by pointing it at something that hits right on the nose. You know.
Yeah.
Biden.com pointing at the picture of Donald Trump after getting shot, you know, with the flag, like that's right on the nose, right? Like that's a meme. And the value of using Biden.com in that way is very powerful.
Yeah.
The power of taking hogwash.com and, you know, I don't know, pointing it at Hillary Clinton, like that's powerful, you know? Right. Pointing at Kamala Harris, even more powerful.
I actually think that Trump's PAC should probably advertise Biden.com. I think that would be really powerful.
Totally. But the problem is you can't do that if you don't control the asset because then, then suddenly, you know, it's a...
No. They would have to obviously speak with the owner and confirm that.
Quick thing on political domains, because I read an article yesterday.
Otherwise, you turn it into a Rickroll.
So there was an article I saw. I think it was like in the New York Post or something where they talked about this dude who had bought Harris Walls, the guy that just got named as Harris's VP. And he bought a bunch of Harris blank names and sold one from, you know, maybe he had sold when it was Clinton, somebody $15,000. He's trying to sell the same one for 15, you know, the new one for 15 G's. And it's an interesting you know, so I had like my father-in-law emailing me. He's like, hey, isn't this kind of like what you guys do? You know? And I was like, yeah, it's a little bit more speculative, you know? And
that's a whole different game. That's just a different, you know, and it's fun. I'll throw a dart here and there sometimes on a little spec, but, you know.
What is the legality of that? Would you lose I would assume you'd lose a UDRP on that, wouldn't you?
No, it all depends, right? So this is number one, these are public figures. OK, Okay.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to profit.
A lot of leeway.
You're not allowed
to profit. I didn't say profit, but who talked about profit?
No, no. Well, we're talking about buying and selling.
I'm talking about pointing it at their Wikipedia page.
No.
You know what I mean?
Drew,
when Bob Iger had that beef with Elon, I took fuckyourself.com and I pointed to Bob Iger's, you know, Wikipedia page after Trump told him to go fuck himself, and that shit went viral on Twitter.
Drew,
that was
we're talking about two different things, though. I understand your use, what you're saying. I get it. You can keep that. But I'm talking about somebody like this guy who registered it and is trying to flip it. That, I think, would constitute a problem.
I don't know. I mean, it's interesting because
Interesting. There's no trademark, right? I mean, he got it before that.
No, but you're not allowed.
It existed.
My understanding is you're not allowed to profit off of the likeness of famous people. So you are.
But you're creating a new thing. It's a new thing. This is Harris Waltz is a new thing that did not exist at the time that he registered that domain. It was purely, you know, speculative. I think they'd have a real hard time. And here's the funny thing about UDRPs in election years. They don't have time.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, UDRP will get settled, the election's over.
Right. So no. You're 100% right on that. Yes. So
it is interesting.
Do you remember the Andrew Tate thing that blew up with Greta Thunberg, where she went on Twitter and said, "Hey, it's small dick energy." I don't know if you remember that one. I got hold of smalldickenergy.com.
Nice.
Took it on payment terms on Dan for like $2,000, $200 a month or something.
Yeah.
And then, I can't remember what we did with it, but.
You should have pointed it at Greta.
Yeah.
Or pointed it at Tate.
Or the boxer.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, dude.
Yeah. Pointed at the boxer, please. Pointed at the boxer.
You know, I think that would have been more like.
Oh, my God, please. You need to do that. You need to do that. That needs to be pointed at the boxer. The Albanian,
Albanian
boxer. Or Algerian, Sorry, Albania. Sorry.
He sold it because it's coming soon now.
Well, we'll see. But real quick, so just, you know, I think that's an interesting, and we can follow up and get some more clarity from some folks that, you know about these things. But, you know, when I put my trademark lawyer hat on, right, I think that, Amar, I think the issue, right, it's like, you know, kind of to Drew's point, you're talking about public figures, right? Now, can you make commercial use out of it? You know, that's where you would get yourself into some trouble. But then it's like when you're thinking about selling it, it's like, who are your buyers, right? It's like, obviously the Harris campaign, the Harris-Walls campaign.
Or the Trump campaign.
Well, that's exactly right. Or a PAC that's like, you know, going to use it to like, you know, point it to Trump and, you know, him and Vance and their policies and other things. I mean, which I don't think would be commercial use, right?
So, No.
We tried to sell Clinton.com to Trump.
The sale is the part that would be a problem. Offering it for sale at a profit, that is the part that I think would constitute the infringement.
It's interesting. Yeah, well, I mean, it's possible. So
I think it's definitely possible. But yeah, I think it's very interesting because I think, again, you're not talking about a specific individual. You're talking about a conglomeration of two people that literally was not a thing and is not trademarked and is not a registered entity and is not, right? And even if it was a registered entity as a party administration or whatever you want, ticket, whatever you want to call it, these were not affiliated entities prior to the registration. So I don't know.
The other thing is his price tag of the domain is $15,000, which I think, you know, then you start getting into just the practical piece of like, is it worth?
And timing.
Timing
is the most important. But just broadly speaking, theoretically talking about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good stuff. Well, congratulations on the sale of Hogwash. Good. All right. Now, this is the cool new wrinkle for the domain game this time. So, Ryan, let's go. Why don't you go ahead and you're going to put a domain and then some up into the domain game, which thinking a little bit about what my guess is going to be. But go ahead. Intro it.
The domain is dnwe.com.
ENWE. So we're talking about the full enterprise value, right?
Yep.
And Josh and Josh were good enough to say, go ahead and disclose it. So we're talking about what you paid for the whole platform, not just the domain.
Correct.
All right. All right. So this is cool, man. This is obviously an interesting, different way to do this. And
I think the reason for sharing it is on DNWE, we had a vote about whether we should make sales public. Okay, because it's an investor community and people are like, oh, it was very divided. And I'm like, to be honest, like, lead by example, isn't it? We generally share stuff. So it's quite interesting. You don't get to often hear about these kind of sales.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So.
Yeah. Transparency for thee, but not for me.
Yeah, this is pretty cool, man. I mean, I have no, I'm like kind of all over the map here.
Yeah,
are you guys ready to flip it? All right, here we go. Drew.
Oh, y'all are way over. Oops.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't even close.
Oh, wow. Okay. So Drew's got 75,000. Amar has 250,000 and I have 400,000. So
the winner is Drew.
Oh man. All right. Well, wait.
We are the champions, my friend.
No, oh, that's
wow.
It.
You know what? I was going to put 50.
Wow, that's a great deal, man.
Yeah.
I got way over this, but all right,
know,
so 40,000, 40,000 is the price. Let's talk about it.
So it's a great deal. It's a great deal as a buyer, and I think what you're doing with it will expand it and make it worthwhile. You run with it. You talk about it.
Okay. So what happened was in January, I leaked some designs for an auction platform that we're launching, and Josh. Put a tweet up saying, why don't you buy DNWE? So I do what I always say, which is, yeah, cool. Okay, I'll buy it. And then he sent me an email and he was like, look, I want 170 for the platform. So I said, okay, what is the turnover? Because when you're buying websites, it's pretty straightforward. It's 40x monthly profit. Okay, so I bought and sold a ton of websites and we couldn't get there because the monthly turnover. So what happened was originally it was doing quite well. Then they switched to a subscription-based model. And then they switch back to sales commission. And there's quite a lot of, I think they did quite well out of buying and selling on the platform because there are some really good domains on there. So anyway, the sales were in January, something like sales were like 65,000, 70,000, just a random, really high price sale. And then the average over 6 months was $20,000. So $20,000 at 7% commission is $1,400. So 40 times 14 brings us into that zone. So I left it there. And then he came to me 2 or 3 months ago and said, look, basically I'm willing to take 90. And I said, look, to be honest, I'm at 30. I don't want a job because this is basically a job, right? That was the thing I was really worried about. Mm. And I said, look, the thing is, if you give it to me, I'm going to create a community around it and I'll take it to the next level in terms of within the industry. I'll put money behind it. We'll turn into this next thing. We'll add the features that everyone wants. So auctions, private and public. And then we agreed at 35. Plus a 5,000 bonus if the developer, because it came with prepaid hours on the developer, if the developer could finish the functionality in time. So what I really respect about Josh and Josh is that we had an agreement, but we didn't have a contract. And someone else had come in and offered more money. And then FD.com tried to buy it. And literally we completed that week. So there was interest in it. But my biggest selling point was that I'm going to take it to the next level, add the features that people want, take it to the community and go with that. So I think that was a bit that added value for them, you know, having created it, they're quite passionate about it. So I think that's what it was.
Yeah. Well, you know, so big shout out to Josh and Josh on a couple levels. Obviously they're friends of ours. So, you know, and Josh Reason, especially is a Sherpa, you know, who's on the show all the time and, you know, close friends. So, I'm not surprised that they were stand-up guys about honoring the deal that they had. You know, and I think that's good on them. I also, you know, I'm not surprised at all that they're, you know, that part of the sort of motivation for them, and I get it, if it's work and it's additional work and it's not generating a whole bunch of cash, even though, you know, you see some good sales and some good activity, I think it's an important piece of the domain landscape, right? With a lot of potential. So for them, it's like, hey, look, this is extra. We could take a little bit of cash off the table, put it in good, capable hands, and then just get out the way and then become customers as opposed to, you know, having, like you said, to continue to do a job. and good on you for you know, putting yourself forward in a way to try to like really push it, like you said, to the next level. Mm-hmm. I think it's awesome. I'm excited to see how it shakes out.
I think the key thing here is that when I took it over, the average for the last 6 months was $20,000 a month in sales. Mm-hmm. Last month's sales, which is the first full month I had it, we did 45,000 in sales. Mm-hmm. I think this month we'll hit 100,000 maybe. There's a couple of big sales going through. And we're likely to hit seven figures because there was an AMA on Name Pros and we did a survey. So the first thing I do when I bought it was went out to the community and said, look, here's a bunch of questions. Tell me what you want. We'll do it. And one of the big things that people wanted was the ability to auction a portfolio, which is pretty much what I've done. I've bought and sold tons of portfolios over the last couple of years. It's super hard to sell a portfolio. So that functionality is going in where you can upload a portfolio, 5,000 names, and you can have an auction on there. So we will have a seven-figure month without probably before the end of the year, I would have thought, which is then it's a serious player.
That's pretty awesome, dude. I love it, man. I think it's...
I wanted to ask you something because this is just... I think with all M&A or many M&A in this world, this question arises. You know, the buy it or build it, right? And when you look at this and you say, okay, 40 grand, I'm buying this platform. I mean, you know, at that price, it's a no-brainer. But what are you... How are you looking at building it versus buying it? Like, what are you, is there enough brand recognition and traffic there? Or what is it that you see there? It sounds like you're going to make a lot of changes to the platform, to, you know, anyways.
One is we're going to launch a hosting company. So it makes sense. And the automation of domain transactions is key. But the brand equity, the position within the community, the fact that Josh and Josh are super successful in the domain world, like way above where they didn't need the hassle and everything else. For me, it wasn't a no brainer. The price was a no brainer, but the work, I bought myself a job. But
totally. 100%.
What happened really early on was that people were so passionate about it and they were offering feedback. I'm like, look, actually, you know, I'm really enjoying it. And at some point I'll bring in an admin team, and it'll get managed. I like the brand equity, the 3,500 investors. It's got all the OG domainers. Drew, your username's hilarious. his username's hilarious. I don't know if you remember what it is.
I can't remember what it is. Is it? I don't remember.
I saw it and I was like, well, that's a strong one.
I always have good usernames.
You're the best. Drew, everything you do is the best.
you can't put.
My username rocks.
Oh shit. Anyway, cool, man. Well, look, I think that's super, super dope. And then, so you know, you just, I think without a doubt, you know, the brand recognition, the customer base, like having all that already set up. When you think about what that would take, I mean, it probably costs you half that just to have somebody, you know, just to go through the process of onboarding all the customers, right? In that kind of way, with that sort of, you know, call it a robust database of actual like domain buyers and sellers. I mean,
you're probably going to be
setting that up.
Is there any curation to this? Like, do you reject names, or is it automatically accepted, or is there automation to that? Or
so there's automation going in. Essentially, the standard listing is going to be a flea market, and then we're using. There'll be human curation to feature some domains, but the majority mm-hmm. will be like certain metrics like comparable sales, .db, end users. It kind of ties in because we're kind of 6 months into building an auto outbounding system. So one of the things we can do that no one else can do is understand value. So we can use that technology on DNWE to better curate domains.
I just want to make clear. I have, you know, I at least think I have a pretty decent understanding of value.
I'm just talking about if you have a portfolio of 10,000 domains, for you to value each and every one of them is Herculean, impossible.
No question about it. Ask JT. It's been 3 years or four, and he can't get me to value more than 500.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, well, it's like doing five at a time, you know? It's like, it's a process. And
every 5 weeks.
Drew, can we just take maybe 10 minutes and price some names? Yeah. Just maybe tomorrow. That's when it's gonna happen. It's always gonna happen tomorrow. But
well, you know,
It's super difficult, but technology is now around. And obviously, if you think about the insight you shared, Drew, and the same as Chris, it's very easy to go through that and work out the way to automate it. You know, like on the last Sherpa, you were like, look at the top 10 results in Google, right? You can take that step further and you can work out the technology platforms behind those websites. You know, what are they built in? How much has been spent on content? What's the SEO? What's the social value? And then you take that data and you stick it into a bucket, whether it's a hobbyist, just what Chris says, you know, it's not unachievable nowadays. It's just never been done, because ultimately I think the first wave of OG domains.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. So I actually just had my sister-in-law was just here. She's studied advanced maths and applied, I don't know, machine learning. And, I was asking her and trying to figure out, you know, to do exactly what you're talking about. You know, this is something I've been trying to work on for 10 years, is creating an automated valuation system that uses my methodology. But it's very hard. It is a lot of work. It definitely can be done. 100%. There are endpoints for all of these things that can be captured and then pulled in through APIs, and you can use AI, machine learning to you know, build a really sophisticated algorithm, but it is an incredible amount of work. It really is, from what I can tell. But I'm also the least technological human being ever.
It is incredible amount of work, kind of, but not as, like, you know, with what we've got in domain parking in terms of what we've been testing. That's a $50 to $100 million.
What are you doing there? Do you don't have a feed, right?
No, we don't have a feed, but what we're doing is, it's kind of semi lead gen and semi affiliate products that we inject into a page. So
that's trying to find, like, just sort of run of net, like, what's the most high converting run of network sort of.
It's not even that. It's the key thing is that it's about creating an auction platform behind the scenes that picks out the best suitable advertiser for that specific product or that domain, and then it's the intelligence around understanding, which comes back to the understanding value, to display the right products. But even like,
yeah, but how do you get the advertisers?
Well, depending on so we've got certain sectors in finance we've got covered for lead gen. That's pretty straight.
Direct,
and then okay. Some of the stuff we're trying to have conversations with the likes of Walmart and other companies whereby we can use APIs to inject their products. But I mean, we're talking about 50x up on standard parking, but that's a difficult challenge. And that's something that I may or may not take on.
I really think, you know, of all the different spaces in the domain space, the one that I think is really, really ripe for disruption is parking, because there is so much value that is being, I mean, somebody's capturing the value, but it certainly isn't domain owners. Mm-hmm. And it is ripe for disruption. It hasn't changed really at all. Amar knows better than any of us. He had a traffic company. It hasn't changed in 20 years. I mean, it's basically identical. I mean, there's more sophistication probably in the, you know, the back end bidding system, but it's essentially unchanged. I think that there's got to be, you know, 3 to 5. I think this can be really simple. I think there's got to be 3 to 5, call it offers, that are like run of network. They apply to, I don't know, 30-40% of all general population that's surfing the internet at a given time. And, you know, there's some degree of sophistication that picks one of those 3 to 5 offers, whether it's online games or it's, you know, coupons or it's, you know, whatever it is. And then whether it's geo-based or time-based, market-based, I don't know, but 3 to 5 offers that are just being selected with some intelligence based on the visitor.
The thing is,
and just basically converting the whole thing into like lead gen, because
the constraints on
what we're doing now is the internet has moved way beyond just like stupid people clicking on links. Like that's clearly not the best use case of these really valuable brand names and domain names. It's just clearly not the best utility of them.
And that's what kills me, is how ARB is still so profitable.
Yeah.
People are just, they're just serving them up links, and I don't,
yeah,
I can get it, but it worked.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah. Ryan, it sounds like what you're talking about. I do think that's really, I mean, we've tried that in the past. Above was trying it. I mean, even back in the day, Fabulous with their Dark Blue Sea, that's what they were trying, were creating their own
the visual. They tried to do that visual thing. It was like the Brady Bunch boxes with the visual.
No, no, but they had the bidding platform for what you're talking about, where their own advertisers could bid and get direct traffic.
What was that guy's name? Andrew Wagner or something?
From Dean Shannon? You're talking about Dark Blue Sea?
No, 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 but later when they built that Dark Blue Sea system.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it was Andrew something.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
100% can be done, but that's what I'm saying is the complexity of that. I would have to work on that project for a year, and I'd need a team of developers in an office. And to be honest, like, I don't know if I'll take that challenge on, but I know from what we've already achieved that there was one geo we had that was doing 50 cents a month with Bodis, and we were up to $300, right? Because you give the right people the right product. The conversions are off the chart. And when you have a high value product, like say geo, when you've got hotels and things that people actually want, not a book about the area, it's off the chart. And Google just got such a stronghold. You can't change the page design. You can't do anything with it.
Right.
So, you know, it's definitely doable 100%. It's just, how passionate I am about it, but it's doable.
Yeah.
Does DuckDuckGo or any of the other smaller browsers, do they even have feeds for domains? Probably not.
No, not that I'm aware of. I think you're better off doing your own. Like lead gen is huge. Like any finance stuff in the UK, I think I've got like maybe 30,000 brokers that we can sell out leads to, and that's hugely profitable versus any other way of doing it. And it's just how do you update that across the different products, services? You know, pest control was one we looked at. It's just understanding the context of the domain and the traffic that's coming and matching it up.
Yeah,
the technology is there 100%. That's not an issue. It's not a technological issue. So yeah, there's plenty to be done in the domain world. It's kind of weird being here because wherever I look, there's just so much opportunity. It's just bonkers.
Yeah, but that's what happened. You know, it was easy money for a long time, and so people were lazy. And then, you know, it's really only the last 5 years that there's new blood coming in like you that are, you know, people coming in and going, wow, there's still a lot of meat on this bone, and there's no more hungry tigers. Everybody's fat. There's a lot of opportunity. So it's good. It's good. We need people coming in and innovating.
I mean, buying domains is hard if you do it well, because the amount of reading, learning, all the research you've got to do, right? It's hard work. And for a lot of people, they might get lucky with a couple of domains and whatnot, and you can have an amazing life. That's the key thing. And not everyone wants to work. Mm-hmm. I was saying to Billy before the show that the reason why I built platforms and stuff was because I got weirded out working 2 hours a week selling domain names. It was weird. You get an email and it was like,
I needed a challenge. Needed real work to do.
You know, and now I'm kind of a bit like, oh, you know.
Yeah, what did you do? What did I do to myself?
Don't worry. These are the phases we all go through. Like, oh, shit, I have so much time on my hands. Let me go do something stupid, like build something that doesn't make as much money as the other thing I do that cost me no time. And then you don't do that. And you're like, oh, my God, what have I done? And then you're like, I'm going to just write this whole thing off as a zero so I can go back to having nothing to do.
Yeah. Or in Drew's case, he's just like, JT, this is now your thing to do. But it's all good. This is all. We actually literally were talking about this yesterday. But hey, man, no, look, good. Again, good on you. I think that something like DNWE is very important for the space. You know, I think that, you know, sort of domainer influence, domainer control, you know, people who understand the people and understand the industry, you know, creating tools and platforms to drive things forward, I think is critical. Because unfortunately,
Kamala Harris thing I ever heard you say.
Dude,
people understanding people, doing people, doing domain people things, people.
My point is this, is that what I'm seeing with some of the bigger companies is they're losing touch with the domainers and what domainers want and need. You know, you see a registrar like Dynadot, which is a big shout out to Todd at Dynadot, you know, creating like a platform, in my opinion, that caters well to actual domain investors and domain, you know, users, right? As opposed to some others, I'm not going to negatively name names, but like some of the bigger companies, man, it's like they don't give a shit. Like, and it's, they're getting further and further away from, it's like when Frank created Uniregistry because he knew what domainers wanted. So he made a platform that worked really well for domainers. And I think that that's important for us. You know, it helps make our, you know, lives easier. It makes our 2 hours of work every day more tolerable. And I like it. Anyway, listen, here's the deal. We have a three-way tie right now for the domain game, and we're like never going to get to the rest of the piece of the show, and we've only got about 15, 20 minutes left. But Amar, you are the only one without a point. Do you have another buy or sell that you could serve up to the other, the rest of us who are still in this thing to get to a winner of the domain game today?
Let's see. I don't remember if I don't think I did this one before. Sure, I have frequencies. .io.
Ooh, okay.
Plural, not singular. Yep. Frequencies.io.
And this is a buy or a sell?
A sell.
All right.
Frequencies?
Yeah, plural.
Frequencies.io.
All
right, because currently Drew, Ryan, and I each have a point, and this is going to break the tie and crown somebody the winner of today's domain game.
Frequencies. Frequencies. That's right. Interesting. It's an interesting domain. Not sure it's worth much, but it's good. Interesting.
All right. Let me know when you're ready to flip. Let's see what we get. Here we go. Okay. Ryan's out the gate. All right. All right. I'm the low end.
Oh, we got a cluster.
Drew's at $5,895 and Ryan is at $7,409.
There we got a cluster.
Drew edged you out. $4,900.
Wait, what was Drew at? 58?
Yeah.
Yep.
And I was at 35, dude. I almost was at 4.
Yeah.
4,000. That would have
been, you would have had it at 4. Yep.
Oh, Drew with the win. It's rare. Like we talked. Actually, Drew, that's like 2 wins.
It seems like, yeah, but every week you say it's rare, but it just keeps happening.
It's becoming less rare, Drew.
Yeah. Look at that.
You need to get yourself
the only thing rare is the air up here, dog.
Ooh, rarefied air.
What did you say, Ryan?
I'm saying it's time for Drew to get the gold suit.
Yeah,
that's it. It's gold suit time, that's baby. That's it.
Gold suit time.
Amar, real send quick, frequencies.io, bought. How long did you hold it?
I paid $99 and I don't remember. I mean, I can look it up, but probably not too long of a hold. Probably a few years. But,
okay, cool.
It was a $99 back order. Shout out to park.io.
And sweet. Where'd you sell it?
When?
Where?
Oh, where? That was an Afternic bin.
Okay, cool. Dang.
Very interesting. I wonder what that's going to be. I bet it's going to be like an indexing, a library of the various frequencies and what they correspond with. It's actually something I've been reading a lot about.
Okay, yeah, it's still not resolving. So, yeah.
Amo, do you have aftermarket.com, don't you? You've got a sales platform.
I used to. That was one of ours. I got nothing now. Now I'm living that life of I don't want to do shit.
I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
But yeah, back in the day, that was us. That was aftermarket. We were aftermarket, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. It looked cool.
It was. I thought at the time... I thought we really did have the best platform and the most like forward thinking kind of, you know, functionality. What we didn't have was a registrar and we didn't have the integration into Afternic. That was, you know, you need distribution. You might have the best platform, the best technology, but without distribution, you ain't got shit. Yeah.
Distribution is the bottleneck of every business.
Yeah. So, well, good stuff. Drew, congratulations. Big win for the domain game. Ryan, thank you so much for sharing the DNWE thing, especially. That was super cool. And interesting to see, obviously, not just how that goes, but people's feedback when kind of getting that information out there shared publicly, I think is really, really cool. So
MediaOptions is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, MediaOptions offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. MediaOptions believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right, well, that's the domain game, and now we can slide into NameJack and a Jet. We'll do this one pretty quick. Then we're going to slide into the grand closing. We got some stuff to talk about there. So NameJack and a Jet, everybody knows, sponsored by NameJet. We got some names coming up for auction. We got the list. You can go to domainsherpa.com and download the Excel spreadsheet. It's got the list of domains as well as some other stats and other things. That's about appraisals. Take those with a grain of salt. How many back orders is at the time that we record the show and when the back order deadline end date is. So if you want to be on top of those auctions, get the names back ordered so that you can continue to follow those as that does what it does. All right. Amar, I'm actually going to jump to you since you are next in the circle and Drew led off the domain game. Do you have the list? You need me to throw it in the chat?
Yeah, I just pulled it up again.
What do you like and what don't you like?
I don't love this list.
Okay. I don't know why I take that personal, but I kind of do, even though it has nothing to do with me. And all I can do is curate. I do it the best
exactly.
I can.
It gets better as you go down the list.
Yeah, I think probably sports tickets is probably the best name on here, I guess. I don't know. I just don't love the list. I like sports tickets. Veganista is kind of interesting. I don't know. But I'd probably go with sports tickets and maybe Soundman.
Soundman.
No, okay. I don't know, actually. No, sports tickets and Biofix. Those are the two I'd go with.
Okay.
Oh, that's controversial.
No, Biofix, I think you could, I think that could be a nutritional type brand.
Slide over to you, Ryan, in response. What do you mean? You don't like Biofixes?
No, I don't like Biofix. Basically, there's no end users and the niche. Basically, in terms of people that are currently using similar kind of things, they're all kind of trying to save the world and stuff, don't have any money. And it's got a registered trademark on it.
Oh.
Okay, so you did some homework. I'm just looking at it from...
See, he took his appearance seriously. He's like,
guy shows up, kind of make us look stupid. He's prepared.
He brought the gold jacket.
You research. Didn't get the memo. You're not allowed to try hard.
The other one I didn't like
that was in the memo. No trying hard.
The other one I didn't like was sports tickets.
Okay, you didn't like it?
Yeah, I don't like these exact match. There's no money in it. The company is running since whenever it was. It will sell. It will definitely sell. I just don't like this kind of name. And if you look for upgrades, there's no one there. I like Mexica. No end users, but I liked it. We sell a ton of six letter CBCB for like buy them for $100 and sell them for 10 grand. So I like those ones. Veganista, I quite like that one. There's a good end user for it. Standout was Cloudberry, in my opinion, for end users and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. And Scuttle is an awful domain.
All right, we don't like Scuttle.
I don't like Scuttle.
I didn't know Scuttle meant anything. You know, it sounded like scuttlebutt or something. You know, like I don't know what that means. You know, okay. And there's a company that does humidifier parts and things that are. Okay. All right, Drew. What about you, man?
I really liked sports tickets. I think that that's a great name. I think the sports tickets are the hottest tickets in the world. And, I like that name a lot. I like it a lot. I like I like Track Pro just because it's probably the cheapest name on this list, and it'll. I've had a lot of success with Pro, like Access Pro, Registered Pro, whatever Pro. Like we've sold a pretty fair amount of those. And I like Soundman. I don't know why, but you know, look, you're talking about under a grand.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's a bit, look, and that's something we say on the show a lot with these names, like you know, liking,
isn't
not
there
liking.
A Veganista in LA, isn't there like a big, not a big?
I don't know. Just that it sounds like it would be a legit thing. That's why I kind of liked it, and that's why I like.
I guarantee you, if we Google this, 25 of them in LA.
No, I think there's one company, Simple Veganista, 100,000 followers on social, but nothing else.
Yeah, Jen the Veganista.
Yeah, that one you could. That one, that's a easy. If you find, you know, I think that's a 10K plus name end user. Would I wouldn't pay more than $1,000 for it though. But I think
look, Veganista. .co is I don't know, some bullshit website that hasn't updated since 2019.
The one that stood out, right? The lottery
sounds like a promising end user.
It is the one that's the lottery ticket domain, soundman.com. Okay. There's a company running off soundman.co, six-figure social following. No other opportunities. That is a lottery ticket domain that will sell probably 1,500, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I have a friend that's in the sound business, and that's his nickname is Soundman. And
Ryan, you think that's a $50,000 to $100,000 name?
No, sorry. I think to buy it at an auction would be, say, $1,500 to buy it.
Oh, but what would you say is like top retail?
Well, I thought Cloudberry was 50 to 75 based on the niche and the end users. Soundman, taking away soundman.co, I would say 40 to 65 for an end user of Soundman. It's a nice domain.
I would put it lower than that, but I'd say probably 25 to 50 is what I think is max retail.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you guys, because I just priced, so what would you price shocker.com at? We just had an offer on shocker.com. Yeah, I didn't have this name priced. Shocker.com. I'm all over the place on this name.
I'm somewhere 100 to 250.
Okay.
At least 100.
I think it's a six-figure name.
Okay.
I think it's six-figure, low six-figure.
All right.
I mean, you could pitch it as 75, but I think it's six-figure. I like it.
So it's funny. So I started it. My immediate reaction was like shocker.com. I don't remember the last time I had an inquiry. 75 grand. If somebody wants to give me that, take it. And I was like kind of thinking about it. I was like, shocker. Like, I don't know. And it's kind of, you know, kind of good. Could be like a shock news site or something. Yeah. Like. So then I went, you know, then I priced it at 150.
Yeah.
So basically right in line with what you guys.
Yeah,
I like it. It's it's good. It's good domain.
I was just double checking because you know you're putting Soundman at you know low six figures. It's like okay, maybe I'm out of touch. You gotta put a little more cream on my cake.
No, I think you're in the right price range.
Oh yeah, that was very much in line with our conversation about Shocker. So all right, cool. Well, all good. So that's the list. Nothing that's got anybody too excited. What about mobile massage? That's like, what's his name?
That's the worst. That's a worthless domain name.
All right.
Well, it's got a
backlink. There's one Thai woman in like Minnesota that'll buy that for $75.
What about, you don't think Soothe wants that just as a, you know, direct some traffic to it?
Yeah, go ask Merlin.
Yeah. I mean, there's a few big companies that do that, but I don't think they're going to pay a lot of money for it.
No, it's a branded.
Yeah.
It's got a bit of backlink profile. So if you were to get it and you want it to be a mobile Massive.
Yeah. I mean, well, what's the domain rating? Is it anything?
25.
Yeah. Not so it's negligible.
Yeah. Give you a little
but
fix.
But we do have some interesting, you know, a couple of music ones. Nobody mentioned bassist.com. That's on there. And
yeah, that one's cool.
We got bassist.
What do you do with bassist.com? People can't even pronounce it, spell it,
and you're only buying sound. Yo, like, the sound man isn't even in the band. The sound man's not even in the band, and y'all are giving him all these props. The bassist is actually on stage.
It's like Slash. Go sell that shit to Slash.
Right. So the point is, I don't think these are $100,000 names, but these are names. If you get them at the right price, you can make some money.
And that was the point I was going to make before. I mean, look, all these names have $69 value. Do they have $10,000 wholesale value? No, but, you know, it's all about, you know, we make money on the buy and, you know, and then provided that you're down to hold until
I think sports tickets is probably a 5K wholesale.
Yeah, no, sports tickets is a legit name. That's the best one on the list.
What are you smoking? Whoever owns that, you want to sell me sports tickets for $5,000, I'm a buyer right now. Immediate money.
Right.
That feels like that and BioFix feels like domainer domains.
Nah.
I just feel like I see quite a lot of sports domains and I just, there's no brand, right? There's been no brand in 30 years because there's Ticketmaster and everyone else, right?
Ticketmaster is about to get broke up.
No. And also every city has a big ticket broker and they make a lot of money. Yeah. They make a lot of money.
Maybe it's a UK thing then. But
so here in Vegas, for instance, sportstickets.com would probably be great, right? Or in any big city, in Vegas, in New York, in LA.
And plus, isn't sportsticket.com, like, isn't that like a huge betting site?
No, I think it's defunct.
Or it used to be called like the Sports Ticket or something. Or maybe that was local to me, but they were like a big, look at it, there's Jen Sale, sportsticket.com.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Jen.
It's an Adam name. I think there was a place called, I think like the big sports betting place was called The Sports Ticket.
Okay.
Anyways, I don't know.
You have a couple, but you have StubHub, SeatGeek. I know there's Vivid Seats. You know, you got a handful of folks that are selling, you know.
I like it. I like that name a lot.
So. I didn't think you could sell tickets. Well, certainly in the UK, I didn't think you could.
Hey, so let's keep it moving. We're going to slide into the grand closing. So that was good. That's NameJet and a Jet. Shout out to NameJet. All right, grand closing, where we talk about anything that we haven't already talked about in the space. ICA, all that kind of good stuff. Actually, and so what I want to do is dedicate this to today, you know, with we've got something pretty exciting that we will have been tweeting about a little bit. We've got the scavenger hunt that DNWE is going to be running, kicking it off here. So Ryan, real quick, you want to give a quick spiel on that so people know what's good with what we're doing there?
Yeah, so as part of the community initiative, we're basically having a scavenger hunt. So it falls into three sections, education, community, and value. And so you're going to get 10 challenges. You follow the challenge, complete the challenge, and there's a bunch of prizes, everything from NamePro's gold membership, .DB, NameBio, and then it goes into events. So the ICA are giving a ticket to Vegas ICA.
Boom.
Manir's giving a ticket to a VIP ticket to Domain Days Dubai.
Boom.
London.
Doing like riding shotgun on the infomercial. Yeah. But wait, there's more. No, but for real, like real quick, because I think you're kind of underselling it a little bit, but you guys have gone out and really, I mean, I'd like to take some of the credit, but you guys have really been doing the work on this as a way to kind of kick off your sponsorship of Domain Sherpa. And, you know, like you said, part of the community initiative, you guys are literally gone and, you know, gathering up thousands of dollars in prizes, all domain related stuff, tying it to the scavenger hunt that we're going to kick off. So real quick, let me tell people, go to community.dnwe.com. So we'll also have that in the show notes, but it's community.dnwe.com. And it's going to basically break down just, you know, sort of the process by which people can participate in these little challenges and get a whole bunch of different, and it's all domain related challenges to domain name related prizes. And here on Domain Sherpa, all roads lead to domains. And big shout out to you, Ryan, and DNWE for doing this in the first place. So, all right. So keep it going.
Yeah.
I'm like, tickets, talk more.
Tickets to the London Domain Summit. And a headline domain. We're giving away a headline domain worth $5,000 wholesale value.
Boom. See, that's what I'm saying. That's cool, man. That's awesome. So anyway, not to be all like, I hype it up and I'm like, all right, now you go ahead and talk more, you know, but it's like, but I just think it's cool. And, you know, I think you guys have been putting in a bunch of work on this and, you know, I'm excited about it.
I love the community initiative. I think that's great.
So, yeah. So go to community.dnwe.com. Like I said, we will tweet it a little bit about it. Get busy with the, you know, and big shout out to everybody who is supporting on the prize end. And big shout out to everybody who's also supporting on the challenge side. So people that are doing some little individual videos, you know, you'll kind of see there's some of that that moves you to have to, you know, go to a site, go to an old Domain Sherpa episode, you know, get a domain valuation. I mean, there's different things and it'll all be on the page for you guys to go and kind of mess with. But I just think it's super cool. And I love the idea of, like, you know, I said it earlier in the show, rising tide lifts all boats. Speaking of rising tide, I guess that domain never made it to auction on NameJet because we had that contest with this. Shout out to Josh because he was on the last episode where Josh, Drew, myself, and Amar had bets on what we thought that name was going to sell for. But as can happen, it doesn't.
So what happened?
I think it just got renewed. You know, it's the didn't make it all the way to auction. So. But rising tide does lift all boats, and that's why, and this goes back to the thing I said where you were like, oh, it's a bunch of word salad, but you know, the community piece really matters. It matters in this space. So
it's people doing people to people to people people's things.
People doing people things with people. And you know, so that's what's up. Shout out to all my people. And no, but seriously, shout out to everybody who's participating. Not just like trying to win the stuff, but shout out to all the people who participated in part of the challenges with Ryan and the team. So anyway,
shout
but,
out to all my people doing people things,
people doing people things, baby. Anyway, all right, well, Ryan, this is the first of many, you know, you on the show and some of the other stuff that we'll be doing. You know, appreciate you being here, appreciate your support. You have anything else to add before we because then I'll let these guys talk for about 30 seconds each and then before I mute them and shut it all down.
Thanks for having me. It's been a good experience, and I need to somehow get my gold jacket back on.
That's it. It starts with the show.
Enjoy the scavenger hunt, and then yeah, have fun.
Awesome, good stuff. All right, Drew, what about you? Anything on your end?
No. I mean, you know, appreciate the support from Ryan and DNWE and all the other businesses that, you know, you got going on in the space. And hope everybody's just, you know, enjoying their summer. Go touch some grass and, you know, try not to get caught up too much in the absolute insanity of the world because they're about to turn that shit up to 10. We only have about a 6, so this is about to go to a 10. And so, you know, really, you just got to focus on stay healthy, touch grass, stay positive, call out absurdity, laugh at the absurdity, don't accept it. Just point at it and laugh. When you see things that are just absurd, point and laugh. Because, I think it's time to point and laugh.
No doubt. And then, Amar, what about you, man? Anything on your end?
I got nothing. Just
all right, well, you know,
things
so-
with people.
People just things with people. Good night's sleep with people. That's all.
Doing people things with people. You know, the ICA ticket is one of the things that's you know, we just we booked
one of those people things.
We booked 2 tickets ourselves, you know, for the ICA event that'll be coming up, and you know, so shout out to the ICA. And I know that the early bird timeline just ended, so you know, but you know, that's gonna be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to that. So big shout out to them. And again, shout out to all the other folks that are participating in the scavenger hunt. Shout out to Ryan, DNWE, a lot more to come. And shout out to all y'all, not just the guys that are on the show, obviously my co-host, but big shout out to the audience. As I say it on every show, without you, there is no us. So thank you so much for tuning in. We always try to be accessible. There'll be a lot going on. So holler the good, the bad, the ugly. Let us know what's up. You know, we are around and doing what we do. Or otherwise, you know, just continuing along the journey with people doing people things. And that's ridiculous. Anyway, but we'll see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa. We're all roads lead to Domain. So peace out, everybody.